Hey, Anke Herman, back again with another daily spark of inspiration. There is a famous Howard Thurman quote that goes more or less like this. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come most alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And I love that quote. In fact, I love it so much that I've actually named my Facebook group after it. It's called What Makes You Come Most Alive. Do that. So if you're not in it, I'd love you to join. Now, of course, when somebody joins the group, first thing I ask is, so what is it? What makes you come most alive? And are you doing it? And so today I want to ask you the same thing. Now, from the answers people give, I've observed a pattern. There's very few people who actually know straight off the bat, oh, it's this, and I'm living my life doing that. Very few people. Most people fall into one of two groups. And one is, never even thought of that. I have no idea. I don't really know. And then I probably most of the time I feel guilty about not knowing. And the other group is, yeah, I kind of know what I'd love to do, but I can't because. And then there goes a long list of reasons why they can't do what they'd love to do. And if you fall into one of those groups, I'd really love you to challenge your answer. So if you've come up to, well, I don't really know what I want to do, is that really true? If you had amnesia, if you woke up in the morning, you couldn't remember your whole life, your responsibilities, you couldn't remember anything, and money was taken care of, what would you do with your time? And if you're in the other group, if you're thinking, well, yeah, I kind of know what I'd love to do, but I spoke to a lady not long ago and she goes, oh, I'd love to be a yoga teacher, but I can't because, well, I'm not qualified and I've got the kids and this and that. And I'm like, okay, so you can't work as a yoga teacher tomorrow. You know, if you're not qualified, fair enough. But you can go on Google and find out how to become a yoga teacher. And you can get your mat out and do a few poses this afternoon. So how can you bring your thing into your life right now? That's all for today. See you again tomorrow.